Hello, sir. Am I speaking with Craig?
Who is this?
My name is Oscar. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
45,
okay. Lifetime, that's a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile, marble, finish, plaster? Yes, sir?
I was brick, block, stone, and refractory.
Okay, the specification I have here is tile, marble, finisher, plasterer, brick layer, marble mason, terrazzo, mechanical finisher,
yes.
refractory brick layer. TCC
right.
or restoration, mason helper or finisher, cement mason or stone mason. Any of those apply?
Yes. Pretty
Which
much
one,
all.
Sir?
Except brick, block, stone, refractory.
A stone mason? Okay. So which one would be the primary, though?
I would say the masonry part, not refractory.
Oh, yeah. Stone mason or cement mason?
Brick.
Brick. Okay.
Brick, block, and stone.
All right. Let's move on. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, or living mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman. Are you with the International?
We are conducting the survey on behalf of them, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay.
I work for a company that an opinion research company.
I understand. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Very well. And yes or no? Are you currently working at the trade?
No. I'm retired.
Very well. Some of these questions are in regards to people who are still working at the trade. But help me as much as you can with the answers. Your experience is very valuable. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Oh, typically it's probably just 2 months a year due to weather.
So we'll say 2 months a year, 1 to 4 weeks or 5 to 12 weeks?
5 to 12, depending on the severity of the wintertime. Work's pretty abundant here in the Midwest, yeah.
All right, I see. But it depends on weather. I understand that. How do you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No, never.
No, oh, never did, okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Never, okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think there's more.
More? Okay. And let's talk about union construction projects. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
I think fewer union.
Fewer union. All right. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
No, not enough.
Yeah.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me get back to that. So that's a yes. Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think there'll be a little bit more unemployment.
More than now, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get a little worse.
All right. Things are getting tough, okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, the COVID-19? dust and air quality, or you never have any real safety concerns?
Oh, there's several out of your list. I would say, what do you have? Inexperienced people? Is that one of them?
Oh, yes. There was careless people on the job.
Careless people, yes.
Yes. It has been mentioned quite a bit, that one. So, careless people.
Huh.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Was it in person or online?
In person.
In person. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months, union organizing. Have you done that in the last 12 months?
No.
No. How about political canvassing?
Yes.
Yes, you have. And picketing in the last 12 months? No. Okay, moving on. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your help. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never occasionally or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Thank you. Okay. Changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. We need to get them in order, okay? So please help me with this. The ones that I mentioned is the internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, and cable news. Which is your main source of news?
TV.
That's local TV or
yeah,
cable?
Local TV.
Local TVs.
Local.
All right. And the second one would be after local TVs?
Probably social media.
Social media, okay. That's very useful. That's probably my favorite. After local social media, could it be radio, friends, newspapers?
Yes, radio.
Radio. Okay.
Radio.
After radio, could it be friends, newspapers,
yes,
or cable news? Friends?
Friends. Yeah, newspaper. Hard to find anymore.
After friends, could it be newspapers or cable news?
Cable news.
Cable news. So the last one would be newspapers. Very well.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. This one is a little tricky. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now, sir? Could it be healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
I would say energy independence.
Okay, so the issues I have available is jobs in the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else. Do you want to go with the energy independence? I will need to choose something else.
Yeah, something else, I'll say.
All right. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I have.
Have you heard a lot, some, or a little about it?
A little.
Little, okay, very well. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Almost done, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would think the Democratic Party does.
Democratic Party? All right. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Could it be GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Or the auto workers.
And would you say you're supporting much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, sir. Almost done. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, sir, or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. The job Joe Biden has done on support of labor unions, approve or disapprove?
I approve.
And do you approve it strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Or the job that Joe Biden has done on immigration, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. The job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. The job Joe Biden has done on the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And one more, the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. Let's start moving on, start wrapping things up. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Approve, moderately approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
And let me ask you, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. And I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Certain. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Trump. Okay. Yes or no, do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. All right, moving on. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And this is a question I need you to give me your thoughts about it. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In a few words, as you can, sir. How could they best improve its representation and
membership.
Service?
Represent membership.
But what do you mean by that? I think they should represent the membership, but how?
Okay, listen to membership concerns and address them.
Okay, they should listen to membership concerns and address them. Okay.
Right.
Give me 1 second to enter that info here. Concerns. I think they should listen to membership concerns and what was the
and address their concerns.
And address their concerns. I thank you. I missed that. Thank you so much. Okay, I think they should listen to membership concerns and address their concerns. Very well, let's move on. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
Non-union, organizing non-union members.
So get them involved in the union, you mean?
Yeah, or organizing campaigns for the union. Yes, get them involved. Get them informed what the union does, what the union has to offer. Organizing campaigns, in other words. Our union does not do that.
Okay. Okay, they should inform non-union people
of benefits. Of union benefits.
Okay, that's what I got right now. I think they should inform non-union people of union benefits and get and anything else that you would like to add?
Organizing campaigns.
Organizing campaigns. Very well, sir. Let me just... And organizing campaigns. All right. I think we got it. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Should it be through mail, job site, union meetings, email, or text?
Mail.
Mail, okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Never.
Never? Wow, that's tough. Okay. Let's move on. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Almost done. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Right now, Republican.
Republican. Thank you, sir. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Strong Republican, okay.
Not very strong.
Oh, not very strong. Sorry, I misheard you. Let me correct that. Okay. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
Caucasian,
thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Craig.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you for your valuable time and your participation. Very much appreciated. Have a good night, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.